From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hurricane Nade made landfall along the U.S. Gulf Coast and has begun moving inland through the states of Mississippi and Alabama. Ed Rappaport is a forecaster with the U.S. National Hurricane Center.
Most of the weather now is located to the east of the center. The rain and the highest storm surge will be occurring there. There are warnings up for much of the central part of the Gulf Coast and spreading inland. Hurricane warnings remain in effect from the mouth of the Mississippi River eastward to the Alabama coast, and large area tropical storm warnings exist farther to the north.
Nate's winds have decreased to about 135 kilometers per hour and expected to further weaken as it travels over land. In its wake, Nate has left 25 people dead across Central America. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says he will not rule out using constitutional powers to take away Catalonia's autonomous status if its region declares independence. Earlier, thousands of protesters gathered at rallies in Barcelona, Madrid, and other Spanish cities as Catalonians continue to push for secession from Spain after last week's independence referendum. In that poll, deemed illegal by Madrid, 90% voted to break with Spain. The turnout, though, less than half of the electorate. U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia warning American citizens to exercise caution in the area around Jeddah's Peace Palace after reports of an attack there. Two Saudi guards were killed, three more wounded, after a man drove up to the western gate of the royal palace in Jeddah, began shooting. Spokesman for the Shu says the 28-year-old was a national from Saudi Arabia. This is VOA News. Natural gas station in Ghana's capital, Accra, has exploded, causing numerous casualties. The story now from Reuters. Grace Lee.
Chaos and fear in Ghana's capital as residents run from a massive blast caught here on camera by a witness. According to the government, the giant fireball was created when a natural gas station exploded, killing several people, though that number isn't clear yet. Witnesses tell Reuters they counted four or five bodies at the scene. Many are injured as well. Officials say the blaze, which spread to a petrol station across the street, is now largely under control. Residents could be seen evacuating the area as several emergency vehicles rushed to tend the scene. A similar explosion at a petrol station in 2015 killed around 100 people in the city. It was the country's worst disaster in more than a decade.
Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. In a challenge to President Vladimir Putin on his 65th birthday, protesters rallied across Russia, heeding opposition leader Alexei Navalny's call to pressure authorities into letting him enter the presidential race. Police allowed demonstrations in Moscow to rally near the Kremlin in an apparent desire to avoid marring Mr. Putin's birthday with a crackdown. The rallies came as Navalny himself serving a 20-day jail term for calling for an earlier unsanctioned protest. Russian lawmaker who just returned from Pyongyang says North Korea is preparing for a test of a long-range missile. VOA's Melissa Melton is following the story.
Russia's RIA news agency reported that Anton Morozov, a member of the Russian Lower House of Parliament's International Affairs Committee, as well as two other Russian lawmakers, visited Pyongyang from October 2nd to the 6th. RIA quoted Morozov as saying they are preparing for new tests of a long-range missile. Reuters was not able to independently verify Morozov's account, and he did not specify which North Korean officials had given him the information about the planned test. In Washington, a U.S. official said that there had been indications that North Korea could be preparing for a missile test on or around October 10th. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence visited Las Vegas, expressing solidarity with the residents and visitors there, shaken by last Sunday's mass shooting in an outdoor concert that left 58 dead, 500 wounded.
In America, we mourn with those who mourn. We grieve with those who grieve. And I stand before you today on behalf of my family and every family in America to say we are with you. Today, we are all Vegas strong.
Investigators continuing to explore the possible motives of the 64-year-old shooter.
That's the latest world news from VOA.